Welcome to Lung Cancer Update. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. I met with thoracic surgical oncologist Dr. Harvey Pass to obtain an update on clinical research involving surgical intervention, and he began our conversation by commenting on clinical and research issues in selecting the procedure to remove a primary lesion.
It's very important that there's a shift now in the local management of lung cancer to individualize. The idea of lobectomies for everybody is evolving. And that's because we've recognized that a nodule is not a nodule is not a nodule. In other words, nodules differ with regard to how they look, whether they're solid or part solid, and that translates into differences in histology, and that translates now into differences in how the natural history of the lesion is. So we're not only looking at how it looks, but the size, and in fact, the new staging system calls this right to our attention. We see that smaller lesions within the stage one category do much better than larger lesions, and they're segregated now as to size. And therefore, there is great interest that started originally in Japan with the idea of, can we do less than lobectomies or sublobar type resections or even wedge resections for certain individuals? And that is now under active investigation in trials both in the United States as well as abroad. A CalGB trial is looking at the 2-centimeter lesion. And if the lesion is less than 2 centimeters, and if the lymph nodes are negative, there's a randomization in the operating room to doing either the standard of care, which is the lobectomy, or whether you would do a segmental resection, which is the new buzzword and should be a new buzzword, or wedge. So that trial is ongoing and may show us that for small lesions, indeed, a segmental resection, a portion of a lobe, may be just as good as a lobe. But of course, in all those cases, you must do a complete mediastinal lymph node dissection to make sure oncologists know what the complete staging is.
So how do patients respond when you talk about this randomization?
They're a little skittish, because they have heard that, well, this one got a lobectomy, and this one got a lobectomy done with this new technique, which is the VATS technique, and they were home in 3 days, and can you do this segmental stuff through a VATS technique? And in fact,
can you?
Yes, you can. And in fact, I do it in my practice. And certain segmentectomies are easier to do VATS, total VATS, than others, but you have to be specially approved on the trial to use VATS for the resections. And patients are very, very well informed about this, and they come to see you. And they also want to know, well, you know, if I have the lung function and I'm 60 years old and I'm not running in marathons anymore, why shouldn't I just get a lobectomy, doc? And so it's a little difficult, but certainly an incredibly important trial, because we have to think of patients having multicentric disease, this field effect, and we're getting more into the idea that patients are getting more lung cancers, the same patient. And if you do lung sparing, you may have a better chance later on to do a definitive local resection, which at this point is the standard of care in that patient who you preserved lung function before.
Interesting. What do we know about the difference in morbidity, days in the hospital, et cetera, using, for example, VATS?
For doing a VATS segmentectomy, the largest series of these come from Rob McKenna from California, as well as a couple of reports from New York institutions and Japan. And the patients have the same sort of air leak time. They have the same sort of chest tube out time. But again, the types of segmental resections that we're doing are pretty simple at this point. They're called basilar segmentectomies or superior segmentectomies. They seem to be easier in the lower lobes than in the upper lobes. Some people even classify a right middle lobectomy as a segmental type resection. Well, those should have exactly the same morbidity as a standard complete VATS lobectomy. But in the future, segmentectomies by VATS is going to be a standard of care, in my opinion.